If you got your Bibles with you, open them up or turn them on or whatever you're doing for a Bible right now. We're going to start in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. And I just realized it looks like I'm wearing a bathrobe right now. I promise I'm not wearing a bathrobe right now.
It's cozy, babe. Very comfortable.
Wow. Do people still wear bathrobes? Okay, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 says, Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. Done, we're done. That is, that even just that right there is so powerful. Coming off of Easter Sunday, Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above, for that's where Christ sits enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. Verse 2. This is what it's about right here. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. Your crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life, and now your true life is hidden away in God in Christ. Verse 4, and as Christ himself is seen for who he really is, who you really are, will also be revealed, for you are now one with him in his glory. There is so much in that.
There's so much in that.
Just that, though, I mean, forget everything else. That is so encouraging. Amen?
And it's true.
I just, that phrase, Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. This is the what's mine is yours life that we've been talking about this month. What's mine is yours. And when we read that Christ's resurrection is our resurrection, it's the what's mine part. Amen. If Christ now sits at a place of power and authority and honor, like we read in Colossians, then we with Christ in Christ sit in that seat of power and honor and authority. But I don't see the power. I don't see the power. I mean, I don't see the power, right? That's probably common of a lot of us right now. That's something we're thinking about. And we have to ask ourselves those questions. Okay, church, do you see the wind? Do you see gravity? Do you see 5G signals floating around us at all times? Do you see your preteen's hormones? I mean, we only see the effects of those things. Amen? But are those things still real? Yes, they are. Verse 2 says, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm. Fill your thoughts with heavenly realities, not with the distractions of the natural realm. In other words, we are to become more aware of receiving the heavenly realities than we are to receiving the effects of the natural realm. Become more infatuated with what God says we are in those heavenly realms, who we are in Christ, his kingdom, less infatuated with what's going on in the natural, in the news, what's going around in the world around us. Even if you can't see those heavenly realities yet, we still keep staring. We keep staring. You guys remember those Magic Eye 3D posters, right? I talked about this in our,
I loved those.
The email that I sent out on Friday. I am like, I'm a 90s child, right? I was born in the 80s, but like kind of came into like pop culture in the 90s. And so I am all about Jurassic Park. I remember seeing the first one in the theater, right? I'm all about like Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. And right? Let's see, Beanie Babies, 1993, those came out, and also Magic Eye 3D posters, which were like, oh my gosh, it was like the most mind-blowing thing. And listen to the instructions that came with those Magic Eye 3D posters, okay? Hold the center of the printed image right up to your nose. You guys, I know you remember doing this. It should be blurry. Focus as though you are looking through the image into the distance. Very slowly move the image away from your face. Now, the reason I'm talking about Magic Eye 3D posters is because oftentimes we can't see God working in the natural realm or the heavenly realm because we are too close to the problem, mm-hmm. too close to the crisis, too close mm-hmm. to the virus, right?
I can see, yeah.
And so everything seems blurry. So goes the story, maybe you've heard of it, maybe not, of Elisha and the Syrians. So a little bit of background here. Elisha is a prophet, and he is basically prophesying to the king of Israel all of these things that the Syrian king and his army is trying to do to defeat them. And the Syrian king is so frustrated because somehow the Israeli army is always dodging every, you know, bullet that that they're bringing at them. And so finally the Syrian king is like, we're going to go and get this prophet Elisha. We're going to get rid of him so that we can beat this Israeli army. And we're going to read in 2 Kings chapter 6, 14, we're going to read a part of this story. We're going to pick it up right here. 2 Kings chapter 6, 14. Mm-hmm. Therefore, he, the Syrian king, sent horses and chariots and a great army there where Elisha was, and they came by night and surrounded the city where Elisha was, right? Mm-hmm. And when the servant of the man of God, this is Elisha's servant, arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And Elisha's servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? This is New King James, if you can't tell. Alas, my master, what shall we do? So the servant, Elisha's servant, was basically holding this, you know, magic eye picture, this situation right up against his face because he didn't see what to do. He didn't see what to do. He didn't know mm-hmm. what to do. Everything was blurry, confusing, mm-hmm. and he didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. The picture wasn't clear. Mm-hmm. So in verse 16, Elisha answered, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those mm-hmm. who are with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open the eyes of my servant, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. That's what was going on in the heavenly realm. Verse 18, so when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, strike these people, I pray, with blindness. And God struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. Verse 19, now Elisha said to them, this is not the way, nor is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. Mm. But instead, he led them to Samaria, where the Israeli army was. Mm. So it was when they had come to Samaria that Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and they were inside Samaria. So can you imagine? This enemy army is surrounding you, right? And you don't know how you're going to defeat them. But in the heavenly realm, there is a heavenly army that is ready to defeat those armies on your behalf. Right. And then what happens is God confuses the enemy so that Elisha, us, we can lead them to the place where they will be defeated. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is a magic eye poster that servant's looking at and he doesn't know. But as he pulls away from the problem and sees his heavenly perspective, he begins to understand what God is doing. God is not asking us to win this COVID-19 battle or any battle of life. The battle is the Lord's, right?
Right?
He's not asking us to even completely understand it.
Yeah.
He's not. He's not asking us to be perfect through the challenges that this crisis presents.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
He's simply telling us to feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm. I don't know about you, but when I sit down, I mean, we had a feast last night, Main Street Farmer. Like, we sat down on the couch, spread out the food, and just, like, took a breath, mm-hmm. felt human again. That's what feasting, mm-hmm. that's what that feels like. Mm-hmm. It's restful. It's rewarding. It's reassuring.
Yeah.
Because you're being sustained and supplied. And he's saying, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm. Fill your thoughts with heavenly realities, not with the distractions of the natural realm, because there is a heavenly army mm-hmm. working mm-hmm. an earthly mission.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that again because that is so good. There is a heavenly army oh. working this earthly mission.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Sometimes we look out and we mm-hmm. only see the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But when we pull away from the distractions, like Colossians says, we see there is a heavenly army
mm-hmm.
working an earthly mission. So, don't focus on the distractions.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, okay. I mean, that's so much easier said than
right.
done to just
right, right.
don't focus on the distractions. Why? Because I'm going to say this, and you need to realize that it's truth. There are sufferings in this world. There are sacrifices in life that we have to make. There are temptations that we face. There are trials that will interfere with our happiness.
Mm-hmm.
We are, as humans, we can be hurt. We can be flawed. We can be broken. A lot of times we may want like a perfectly painless existence, right? Wouldn't that be mm-hmm. great? No pain, no suffering. That's a lot of times what we want, but we are not here on this mm-hmm. earth to enhance what we want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll say that again. We are not here on this earth to enhance what we want, what I want. We are here committing ourselves to becoming what God wants. Not what I want, God, but what do you want?
Yeah. Can I add something?
Please do.
With that easier said than done, I can relate to that a lot.
Yeah, me too.
And I think, I feel like the servant a lot of times where I am distracted by everything around me and everything that I see and everything that I feel and everything that I'm experiencing, that it's one thing to just choose to believe the truth, which is the word of God that says, well, actually, there's this angel army around you, all this. So you can choose that. But then it's another thing to just really know it. Mm. And I feel like the Lord makes it simple for us. It's just reminding ourselves how simple it really is. And I love how Elisha prayed for the servant and he said, yeah. Lord, open his eyes so that he can see. And immediately the servant's eyes were opened. One, how cool, because in the Old Testament, only prophets could talk to the Lord like that and hear from him. And now we can because
yeah, right.
Jesus died on the cross. So we can go to the Lord and say, and Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, reveal to us, open up our eyes so that we can see the Lord.
Yeah, that's good.
And number two, Elisha prayed for him to see because Elisha knew. And Elisha could have just said, trust me, it's there. But he wanted him to have his own revelation.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
So much we are, it's good to have a revelation off of somebody else. And that's good, you know, what they heard from the Lord. And yes, that's good for us. But it's a whole different level when you get it from yourself.
Yeah.
The Lord to giving you that revelation for yourself.
Yeah, that's good.
Because once Elisha's servant saw, something solidified in his heart. And he saw the reality. He was convinced of this reality of who God is.
Mm.
And then with that convincing, he had confidence to step forward.
Yeah, that's good.
So I think of, being convinced of this reality and then having this confidence to step forward.
Hmm.
And what did he do? All he did was ask. All he did was say, open up our eyes. And that's all we have to do is keep asking. God says, knock and the door will be open. Seek and you will find, you know, ask and you'll receive.
Yeah.
And so we keep asking. And part of it is just saying, Holy Spirit, open my eyes so I see the Lord, so I see Jesus, so I know them, so I experience them, so I see the unseen, just asking. And that's how he's laid it out. He just wants us to come to him. It's like being in a dark room. I feel like it's like a pitch black room.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes. And he's like, yes, thank you for asking. And he turns the light on and you see Jesus right in front of you, and you see the Lord, like your Father, right in front of you. And then you get this convinced, you know, that they were with you that whole time, that they're always by you, that they're right in front of you. They're behind you. They're surrounding you like that army.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know that they're surrounding you, and you know, a revelation, your spiritual eyes are open to have a revelation that of his truth, whatever he's telling you. And that could be anything. It could be who you are. It could be a next step. It could be whatever, give you, take away fear, whatever it is that he's telling you, that revelation. Your eyes are opened. You're convinced of the reality. And then you're confident to go forward. And I feel like when you're convinced and you get the revelation for yourself, it builds this foundation, like concrete, another layer of concrete that you're standing on, and another layer of concrete, and you're strong. So that now, when the winds are blowing,
right,
and everybody's opinions, and whatever situation you're in, and whatever you see, and whatever you feel, you're strong on this foundation because you know what the Lord told you.
Yeah, right.
And nothing can shake that.
Right, right. Yeah, that's good.
And, the reason for this, to take it one step further. Can I take it one step further, babe, for like half a second?
Take it there, babe, for half a second.
Half a second.
Or a whole second.
Jesus, okay, doctors say that you can tell, they look at your eyes and they can tell what your health is like. If you have diseases, health disorders, if you have any sort of sickness in your body, they look at your eyes and they can tell by looking at your eyes. In the same way, Jesus told his disciples, he said, open wide your eyes with wonder and your whole body will fill with light.
That's good.
Which is the Lord, his presence, his power, the Holy Spirit.
Feast on all the treasures.
Yes.
Yeah.
The eyes and the body are connected. When we open up our spiritual eyes and the Holy Spirit's revealing revelation and understanding and letting us really know for ourselves, our whole body fills with light. And the purpose of that is, first of all, our relationship with the Lord, it lights us up like a fire lights up inside of us. And we're just loving on the Lord, and he's loving on us, and he's ministering to us, and we're ministering to him. And this lights up inside of us. So now it's like I've got a flashlight in that dark room, and I'm walking around. Whatever touches, whatever this light touches, I'm just walking around. And the light touches wherever I go, right? I'm not trying to make the light shine on anything. I'm just loving the Lord. I'm just receiving his love. I'm just having this relationship with him. My eyes were open. My body fills up with light. And now everywhere I go, it's touching people around me.
Yeah.
So it's like it's for your love and his love for you. And this fire that comes, it starts from the inside out.
Yeah.
The reason is to affect other people.
Yeah.
So that they see that, you know, like that light.
Yeah.
But it's not you trying to do it. You're just shining because of you and the Lord just loving each other.
Yeah. I love that.
Your eyes were opened.
It's not us doing what we want to do. It's us becoming more like him to do what he needs us to do.
Yeah. Then you're shining heaven on earth.
Yeah.
You're opening up heaven inside of you to shine on earth.
Hmm. That's so good, babe. That half a second extra was totally worth it.
I'm sorry, it was a few more than half.
No, it was awesome. That was so powerful. I was like getting ready to start taking notes over here. That's so good. I mean, so why does he tell us then to feast on the heavenly treasures?
Mm-hmm.
Why does he tell us to fill our thoughts with heavenly realities, even when it's hard, even when it's hurting, even when we don't see it? Even when it's easier said than done, why do we still do it?
Mm-hmm.
It's because he sees what we don't see.
Yes, right.
Today. Right.
Right.
This past month, this month, he sees what we do not see. He sees the angel armies surrounding us mm-hmm. in battle, mm-hmm. just like what Elisha had, right? He sees the big picture of the magic guy 3D mm-hmm. poster. And Christ, in Colossians 3:4, and Christ himself is seen for who he, as Christ himself is seen for who he really is, who you really are will also be yeah. revealed. The yes. light, your identity
right.
will also be revealed, for you are now one with him. That's Colossians 3:4. In other words, yeah. the what's mine part.
Yeah, right.
What he has given us, the what's mine part, will be revealed. What reveals our identity in Christ? Okay, well, you think of like Noah, right? Noah had this kind of pretty rainbow.
Yeah.
where he revealed, oh, I know who I am. Thank you, Lord. You're you know, right? And then we had like Abraham had pretty stars.
Yes, yeah.
You know about that. Heidi loves Abraham because of the stars, the pretty stars, right? So there's all the nature-y pretty things, but how do we know our identity in Christ? Joshua, he had a pretty coat, but he was put yeah. into a not pretty situation right. where he found his identity. He was put into slavery. Mm-hmm. We had David, right? He learned his identity when he was being hunted like a dog, mm-hmm. like an animal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So finding our identity in Christ, what reveals our identity in Christ? A lot of times, crisis. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not always pretty rainbows, mm-hmm. not only beautiful stars, but crisis mm-hmm. can reveal our true identity in mm-hmm. Christ. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Crisis produces character.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a big one. Crisis.
So true.
Produces that godly character in us. Whoa. Think about volcanoes. Mm-hmm. Volcanoes are what formed the what? Hawaiian Islands, the most beautiful place on the planet. Those came from volcanoes. Mm-hmm. Who knows, this whole coronavirus thing, who knows mm-hmm. what kind of godly character and growth will come out of this crisis? Mm-hmm. Who knows what new kind of resilience mm-hmm. we can have? Absolutely. What kind of new patience is birthed as we quarantine?
Yeah.
Who knows what can come out of this crisis? I mean, maybe social distancing, when it is finished, maybe we will have such a new love for community and yeah. for people and for breaking bread together and spending yeah. time together one-on-one with people. Something good will yeah. come out of something bad. God is seeing the bigger picture here.
Yeah.
I mean, you better believe Elisha's yeah. servant, right? His servant was a new man after he saw those angel armies. Mm-hmm. You better believe he was different. You better believe he believed mm-hmm. differently after his eyes were open and he mm-hmm. saw those angel armies. And as Christians, mm-hmm. what do we know? What do we see? That after hell mm-hmm. comes heaven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
After death
oh, I love that.
Comes life. That's the heavenly reality. That's our promise for today. And I just hope that we can be strong enough to pray in this season, pray right now, pray today like Elisha prayed. Lord, open yeah. my eyes yeah, that right. I may yeah. see.
Want to know you. Right.
And even though like our homes are surrounded by an enemy, and our cities and our nation and our world mm-hmm. is surrounded by an enemy, I want to be like Elisha. Do not fear. Mm-hmm. The Lord says this to you. Do not fear, mm-hmm. for those who are with us mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. are more than those who are with mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. Amen?
I have a verse that goes with that too. Psalm 66:12. We've passed through fire and flood, yet in the end, you always bring us out better than before. Mm. Saturated with your goodness.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Better than before, church. Yep. Better than before.
Yeah.
That's good, babe. Do you want to pray, or I don't know, I just feel like yeah. I'd love to be able to just for us yeah. to pray for people that are watching
yeah.
right now
yes.
that are
yeah.
that have a problem just like we do right yes. in front of our noses.
Yeah.
And we're saying, "Lord, open our eyes. Help us see what you see. Mm-hmm. Help us see the big picture here."
Yeah. So, Lord, we come together before you. And we bow our hearts, Father, in honor and in awe And Lord, you say to ask and you'll receive. Knock and the door will be opened. Seek and you will find. And we believe it.
Yeah, we do.
We believe it.
Mm.
We choose to believe that your word is true and alive and powerful. And so, Lord, we come before you right now. And I thank you ahead of time, Holy Spirit, that you are just revealing your truth.
Yes, Lord.
Revealing the unseen. Revealing the power that's surrounding us because of the Lord within us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father, that you're giving us new insight and revelation to what is within us, this heaven, that there's guardian angels surrounding us. There's warring angels surrounding us.
Yes.
There's ministering angels surrounding us.
Mm.
Father, I thank you for a deeper understanding and knowing that that is around us, a knowing that you are with us, that you go before us, that you surround us, behind us, next to us, beside us. You are with us. You are with us. You are with us. Mm. You are with us. And if you are with us, who can stand against us?
Mm.
And I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are making that a reality in our hearts, that we know that you give us that personal revelation of just knowing that we know that you are with us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Very strong presence of the Lord here right now.
Mm.
Very strong. Lord, we just sense your presence here. We sense your presence here. We sense that you are so near right now. That there's an energy in this room. It's palpable. The Lord's speaking something to my heart, and I believe it's for someone specifically out there. Who you are has not yet been defined. You've chosen to let these situations define who you are. You've chosen to let these challenges define who you are, but you have not even experienced the fullness of the identity that I have placed in you. And the Lord says to you, from this trial, I will produce a true identity that will become stronger and will become a platform that will launch you into a new season of your call. The platform of trial becomes the ladder of success. Oof. I hear God saying that to you. The platform of trial becomes the ladder for your success. And so as you take steps forward on this upward, sometimes difficult journey, you will not only find your identity, but you will help others succeed in finding their identities. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We just received that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. If not his presence, I mean, what else? What else do we have? Thank you, Lord, for your presence, for your goodness. Hallelujah.